All right, everyone, welcome to the world session for September 14th, 2021. What we've kind of concluded that we need to work with is business matrix, but please stay on because this can have something to do with you in that you could be an employee. We're also going to work with finances, so ways that money should come in to your life. Then also employees, the unemployed, and innovation. Those are the basic topics that I'm picking up on right now. So just to let everyone know, we have a world session every single week on Tuesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. Everyone is welcome. You just need to access the Zoom link, and you can go to my website at www.leurbanretreat.com. It's a little bit in progress, but we're getting there. We also have courses coming up. There's the Breakthrough Practical coming up. This is only for those of you who have taken Breakthrough. You can go to thebodytalksystem.com to sign up for that class, or you can contact me directly again at leurbanretreat@gmail.com. Caroline Linton is coordinating that class, so you can contact her directly, but I'm not going to say her information here. You can contact me directly or go to the IBA site and you'll have her information. We've also got Tuesdays, every Tuesday, unless otherwise announced, it'll be announced on my website. And if you're a member of WhatsApp, either this session or the 1 p.m. session will be announced that it's canceled, but otherwise it goes on unless canceled. So it always continues unless canceled. And I'm pretty stubborn when it comes to work. So I think it's rarely been canceled. All right. And you can access the recording to this on YouTube, on my website. It also goes out to Twitter and Facebook and, you know, all these different links. So you can follow me again, leurbanretreat@gmail.com. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I am also on LinkedIn, Instagram. And we can't put this on Instagram, but, you know, you can definitely find it on Facebook. All right. So our session for today. Oh, right. And the 1 p.m. I forgot to say the 1 p.m. session is Breakthrough Groups. We explore different concepts, and it helps us bust the way we see life in a very narrow focus, and we're able to see life more naturally, and we're able to be more pragmatic rather than reactionary in life. So very important work we do. It's almost like a masterclass at 1 p.m. It's 2 hours every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Eastern to 3 p.m. Eastern. Again, you have to contact me for that. They are closed sessions. They are still free, but you must adhere to GDPR, and I'll send you those forms if you'd like to join. All right, so here we go. Everyone take a nice deep breath and come into the vertical. So ever since I came on to the group and we're looking at business matrix and finances, the first thing that arose was the tarot card, the Empress. Now, the Empress, I hadn't seen it this way before, but she kind of links to that universal law that there is abundance, right? But we're the ones who think in terms of lack. So we want to link up ourselves. So if you have a business, think of yourself in the center of your business for the moment, just for the moment, and that abundance comes through you and out of you. So it's like a circle, you know, it just keeps coming in and moving out, coming in. So the abundance comes in and moves out, but it's always there. What can stop it? So we're going to find out what stops it for us. Now, finances are the same thing. So imagine you in the middle of your life with all the things that come into your life and all of the things that go out of your life. Just feel all of that. You know, you have garbage. I don't know how often you start creating garbage, but I'm always surprised. We throw our garbage out once a week. I'm always surprised how much there is. There's an abundance of garbage, right? An abundance. Huge amount of garbage. But at the same time, stuff has to be coming in to be creating that garbage, right? And we tend to ignore it. So sit in the center of all of your abundance, between all that is coming in and all that's going out, and sit in gratitude. And I'm going to link that up to your business matrix as well. You might notice as you deepen the awareness of abundance coming in and everything going out all at once, almost like your digestive system. So feel into your digestive system. You eat food, it goes in. Wow. You know, as soon as I said eat food, I just felt everybody's problems. I have bloating, I have gas, I can't poo, I poo too much. Just like, oh my God. So clearly we're not digesting abundance. Breathe. We're going to look at the entire digestive system. Remember, your microbiome begins before your lips. Your microbiome begins before your lips. You're already determining what needs to go in and what is poison, what is good for you. So it feels to me today that if there's too much, it's already stuffing us. Wow. I didn't know that was going to come up. I thought we were going to do lack, but now it's too much. It's just all too much. Oh my. So we're not digesting too much. Now, if you can't digest it, oh, there it goes. So if you can't digest the too much, then the body experiences lack because it's not being digested. So there's an actual, so think of the Empress again. She knows there's abundance within and connected to the entire universe. And yet here we are, we can't even digest it. So the body mind experiences immediate lack. So let's get that digestive system on board. So we're going to start with, remember, I just started with the microbiome that is before your lips and it already came up. So already, as you get to your lips, you can't even breathe with how much is coming in. And the whole digestive system contracts. No wonder we have gas and bloating and diarrhea and constipation. And I got cramps. I got my belly's bloated. Oh, it hurts. So I've gained weight. Oh, I don't have any energy, but I don't know what to do. All of those concerns. There's our burp. And breathe. So it's so fascinating. We're starting with business matrix. We're starting with finances. We're starting with employees, the unemployed with COVID. And yet what comes in is there's a ton of abundance and we can't digest it. So then how's the business matrix going to work? How's that financial matrix going to work? We could extrapolate to other things, but I'm getting a no on that. Like, let's not go to something else. Let's just remain in this abundance. Okay, that's what the session is saying. So now we're going to go straight to the rectum. So the rectum is obviously excreting what we don't need. Okay, so now it's going right at the pre your lips and to the rectum, and those two connections. Fascinating. I don't think I've ever done a mouth rectum or lips rectum link, but I'll make a rectum with my lips. I'll just really, really bring that energy in. That's just crazy. Wow. And it's rectum. It's not quite an anus. Okay. So it is the whole rectal area. Yeah. I'm just trying to look at, what consciousness is trying to move through the rectum. It's really that the mouth and the pre-mouth, the rectum, anus, and then outside the body, they're not coordinated in their efforts. So one end doesn't know what the other end is doing. So we need to get those working. So imagine your business matrix, one end doesn't know what the other end is doing. So we'll have to do this at the same time. Mouth anus coordination, rectum anus, then do the business matrix in coordinating what one end is doing and the other. So that can be, well, the one thing that's coming up are the finances, how those finances are run. Well, how much energy I put into a particular area. Am I using my energy in different areas? That is liver energy. And the other liver energy, there's one in the brain where it goes into the thalamus and helps you organize and put things together, you know, figure out things, see things as they are, you know what you're hearing, know what you're analyzing, know what you're considering, you're pondering. I mean, there's so many sections in there, but those are the highlighted. So you want that to integrate in the brain, also organize the digestive system. And sit back and breathe. And I want you, for those of you who have a business matrix, just feel into it. If you're visual, look at it. If you're auditory, hear it. Just see what's going on. And you might notice it shifting and changing, so you won't be able to grasp anything. If you don't have a business matrix, notice your financial matrix, where your money is coming in, that it's being created, that you have it organized. You could need to save $10 if you don't have too much money, or you need to save $5,000 if you have a lot more money, or $100,000. Your investments need to grow, because the investments, the abundance in the Empress needs to keep building because you keep giving. So I just said giving, didn't I? Right. So if you noticed a knot in your stomach on giving, that was a slip of the tongue on my part, because it should be just energy in and out. Energy is not created or destroyed. It is transformed. So it comes into you, transformed, and goes out in a different way. Food in the mouth, out the anus. Money comes in, gets transformed, and can be a different, it can be an output of creating more energy, more money, sorry. So we need all of those things to be happening. In this case, I said giving. Really important, because there's a belief system, likely a lot of us have, that if I'm going to get something, I need, it's a very, very tit for tat energy. If I get something, I need to give the equivalent out. If I receive something, there must be an equivalent energy output. Or if I give a particular energy output, I must receive a particular energy input. You calculate it. It's very calculating. If you're doing that, if you notice you're doing it, you may not notice you're doing it. It's very detrimental, because you are not the judge of your energy output. You don't know what it's worth, most likely. So when I'm talking about that part of the brain that says seeing things clearly, hearing things clearly, you have to figure out what your energy output is worth. Usually your assessment of your energy output is crap. Okay, sorry to use a strong word, but you know, I'd probably look at anyone who decides what their energy is worth. Let's use a classic example, like a housewife. You know, housewife has not had a dollar value placed on it. It's based on the family income usually, but we've never assessed it as a dollar value. So that energy output doesn't get evaluated. Now, most of us in this day and age, both husband and wife give energy output. If you live alone, it's just you. That's easy to figure out. But husband and wife are usually doing both, right? So usually the woman's working and the man's working, and they're taking care of the home and the kids, right? The old way was different. You know, you'd have a different energy output evaluation. But let's just use this one for the moment. The energy output used to care for yourself and care for your home and keep your property nice and keep your home nice and create a good family so they can go out. Listen to what I'm saying now. And you create this really nice family and you send your beautiful kids out in the world and they create a better world. I mean, doesn't that bring a tear to your eye? Like, what kind of energy output is that? That's beautiful, right? So we don't know how to evaluate that. How are you going to put a numeric value on it? Yes, money has been the evaluation process in our recent history. Okay, but remember, money is just energy. You can put any number you want on what you do. When I wash a dish, I have basically a lot of education. I don't have a PhD, but I have a lot of education under my belt. So, washing dishes for 5 minutes is $100. I'm going to assess it that way. Okay. I probably wouldn't because I have the same problem. I undervalue my energy output. Okay. So let's work with this. Let's get this transmuted because we don't know what the numeric value is. We have no idea, but we need to have gratitude for that output and not, at the minimum, not dismiss it or be apathetic to it. Okay. Because your energy output, even you coming to this session every week and you doing this work for yourself is an energy that is helping the entire world. Yes, you're doing it for yourself. That's absolutely fine. You should be doing it for yourself. There's a section in the brain that says you must be in service to self, not self-serving. So, in service to self, you do this for yourself. What's really important is every time you do something for yourself that helps you out, you help everybody else. And I don't mean selfish, small s, like I want that car and that's different. We're talking about in service to self, not self-serving. Okay. So it's absolutely practical that you would do this for yourself and that you are helping everyone. So beautiful energy output. Let's just use these sessions as a respectful way to have gratitude to the energy, to each other, that we're here consistently doing the work. And breathe. We're going to tap that in and look at your business matrix, look at your financial matrix. Those of you who are employees, that also is financial. Those of you who are unemployed and need to be employed is what I mean. Then think about that unemployment as something that is occurring now, but there's abundance. There are a lot of jobs out there, and they should come to you and link it up to innovation. Sometimes we have to be patient. So if you have a specialization, you may need to vary it, change it, innovate, and figure out what you're going to do next. So we are looking at flexibility in the central nervous system. Flexibility when you're a business owner, you have to be flexible. I mean, things are changing so fast. You can't say, okay, I produce typewriters and I'm going to keep producing typewriters even though they're computers. That's an inflexible boss. They're going to go out of business, okay, and sit around crying, oh, typewriters, nobody uses a typewriter. Oh, woe is me. So that's the flexibility I'm talking about. And as you all know, innovation is occurring really, really quickly, right? So you need to be part of that innovation. One of my students yesterday was mentioning that, even lifestyle changed, where now you're purchasing things from farms, right? Going out to the farms. And that's innovative now. Whereas before that was natural, that's what we did. Then it became going to the supermarket. Now we're accessing, straight from the supplier, the grower, et cetera. So that can be all different things. You want things built in your home. You want different things happening than we did before. So lots of innovation going. Tune into that. And we want that innovation also to be, what's the word? Is it respected? Is it, yeah, it's respect. Okay, I can't get away from respect. So sometimes we don't respect innovation because it moves too quickly and we get overwhelmed by it, but we do need to respect it. It is saving lives, right? Everywhere, saving lives all over the planet, right? When we get all caught up in political stuff, we forget the innovators. We can never forget them. They're always there. There's always these brilliant people coming up with something, all these creative people. doing something with their hands and creating something. There's always something going on that we need to access, and also within yourself, because I know a lot of you, the faces I see, you're innovators in your own world, especially us who do body talk, right? We're constantly innovating in how we see things because we're shifting and changing. Money. You heard me say it. Money. Notice where you feel that word. Money. Money. Oh, I'm really feeling it in my lower intestine. Just acknowledge for yourself where you're feeling it. And we're just going to defrag that area. So you can hold the area and we'll defrag it and fragment it so that it integrates with the rest of the work we do. Money is energy. It's supposed to come in, it's supposed to go out. And there's a lot of it. There's just a ton of it out there. You don't need to block it. Of course, I say that, but of course, we're doing the work so you don't block it, right? Because I could say that to myself and then go, how am I blocking it? Well, here we go. We're just doing the links to defrag it, so we're not blocking it. And a nice deep breath. Just notice what's happening in your body. Oh, what a nice little session. I already feel liberated from the tentacles of the insanity of the energy of money. It's just everywhere all the time. Money, money, money. It's the bank, the taxes, the bills, if you have your own business, you have to charge, you have to have the money deposited, you have to know where it went, you have to figure out which tax rates, and oh my goodness, money, 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 money. And then again, every 3 months, the government says, yeah, I need a big chunk from you again. And then 3 months later, I need a chunk from you again. It's constant, constant. The bank account empties, you fill it up, and then it empties again. All right, so we want that to continue. We don't want that to stop. You want it to fill up, and you want it to empty out. And in the interim, because you might go, yeah, but why should it empty out? Because a chunk of it you're putting away in your savings account. And that's not leaving, that's in your savings account. And don't forget, the more you spend, the more you get, right? So if I'm charged more taxes, that means I make more money. Fantastic, right? So a portion of that always has to go. So when my bills go out, one of my bills is pay it into my savings. Got to pay it into your savings. Don't ever forget that, right? So always got it. Even if it's, I don't care if it's a penny, $5, $10, whatever it is, you save it. You need it for a rainy day. You just need it. And you will not notice it. You just won't notice it's gone. When you first say, if I put $200 a month away, I'll never be able to do that. And then you start doing it and you don't notice it. You just don't. It just becomes part of it. You know, I think of, being really broke. But when I was really broke, how did I always have enough money to buy a pack of cigarettes? Explain that to me. How stupid is that? And of course, for a thing that's terrible for me, but how did I always have that money? Crazy, crazy. So you always have it. You're just thinking in lack. So just a little piece of advice from, all the financial consultants I've ever been to, just put something away. And in my personal experience, you don't actually notice it. And breathe and just look at your matrix. What I'm going to do is, sorry, gang, who's going to listen to this on audio, but, what you can do is look at the area that is blocked for you. And you can tap it out to what we're calling a